store. The air was thick with the smell of salt and seaweed. He dug his toes into the sand, which was as fine and golden as powdered sugar. It felt wonderfully soft and easy to dig. Perfect, he cheered, spinning in a circle. He could already picture his house, with the sparkling blue water as his front yard. He wouldn't have to clear any thorny bushes or dig up stubborn roots. He could start building right away. He scooped up a handful of the sand and let it trickle through his fingers, cool and smooth. This was the easiest, most beautiful spot of all. Bible verse. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge. Psalms chapter 18, verse 2. Chapter 3. The wise man's solid start. Solomon didn't start building his house right away. First, he spent a whole day just studying the great rock. He walked around it, tapping it with his hammer, listening to the solid thunk, thunk, thunk that echoed in the quiet air. He chipped away at the edges, sending up little puffs of gray dust that smelled ancient and chalky. He wanted to make sure the foundation was perfectly level. The work was hard. Sweat dripped from his brow and tasted salty on his lips. His muscles ached as he chiseled and scraped, the grating sound of metal on stone filling the afternoon. But with every swing of his hammer, Solomon felt a deep sense of satisfaction. He was not just building on the rock, he was making his house a part of the rock itself. As the sun began to set, casting long purple shadows across the hills, Solomon laid the first heavy foundation stone. It settled into place with a deep, satisfying thump that seemed to make the whole world feel more secure. Bible verse. By wisdom a house is built, and through understanding it is established. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 3. Chapter 4. The Foolish Man's Sandy Shortcut. Down on the beach, Felix was already having a wonderful time. He didn't bother with digging or leveling. Why would he? The sand was already flat and soft. He simply drew a big square in the sand with a piece of driftwood. This will be the living room, he announced to a crowd of curious crabs. He gathered smooth, white pieces of driftwood and light, hollow reeds from the dunes. They were easy to carry and didn't make him sweat at all. He hummed a happy tune as he worked. The rhythmic whoosh of the waves, his only companion. The salty spray felt cool on his skin, and he took many breaks to chase the sandpipers that skittered along the water's edge. By the end of the day, he had already put up a wobbly frame for his house. It looked impressive from a distance, a skeleton of white wood against the golden sand and the setting sun. He clapped his sandy hands together, proud of his speedy work. Building a house is the easiest thing in the world, he laughed. Bible verse. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15. Chapter 5. Building Day. Hammers and Hard Hats. The next morning, the real work began. Up in the hills, Solomon's building site was filled with the sounds of industry. The sharp whack of his hammer, driving nails into thick, sturdy oak beams, echoed through the valley. The rasping swish, swish of his saw, cutting through wood, filled the air with the clean, sharp scent of sawdust. He wore a tough leather apron and a hat to shade his eyes from the sun.